Welcome to Geeks Corner. I'm Mr. Daps.
I'm Katie.
And we're so excited that you're here for a Muppetational episode of Geeks Corner.
You should have used all the Muppet adjectives.
I thought about it, but I didn't plan this out, and it was already coming. Celebrational.
Celebrational.
Muppetational. Oh, this is what we call.
Is that just it? Is it just inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational?
No, there's one more.
There's one more. This is what we call the
But we're not talking Muppets yet.
Show.
Before we get to the Muppets, there's something very special on our set right now. We have the new Star Wars Been There mugs.
Oh, you did!
Oh, I brought them all.
I'm so proud of you.
They are all here. So we have Mustafar, Jakku, and Coruscant. Mm-hmm. Aren't they beautiful?
They all feature very pretty pictures and quotes.
I like how they all
and art.
Have complementary colors, too. Mm-hmm. Like, they all work really well together. So, we are using our new Starbucks Been There mugs, which, so, if you watched last week, we were using our old Starbucks Been There mugs.
It's true. I want to say something very important about these mugs.
Very important.
So,
I don't know why I did that.
Star Wars The Force Awakens is currently, until I reevaluate my lineup, my favorite Star Wars movie. As we know from last week.
When you started saying reevaluate my lineup, I was like, you're about to reevaluate your life on YouTube?
Yeah, I'm about to reevaluate my life on YouTube.
This could be an interesting show.
No. So currently, The Force Awakens is my favorite Star Wars movie. I do have most of it memorized, much as you have the original trilogy memorized. And so we were unpacking these mugs because, the packaging came out. And Mr. Dove said, I bet you can't guess what these are. And my head immediately went to, that looks like how Starbucks packages their mugs for retail. But that's obviously not the answer because I'm not at work. And so I was like, I don't know. And then he went, you should. And I went, oh, so it was Starbucks the whole time. Anyway, first one that came out of the box was Jakku. And because I have the whole movie memorized, I was like, why is everyone trying to go back to Jakku? Because... obviously iconic line because the planet is terrible. And then I take it out and literally, why does everyone want to go back to Jakku? Mm-hmm. Except I think Finn says it as Jakku.
Yeah, you might be right. So what other quotes are on that one? Just while
I've never met a resistance fighter before. Mm-hmm. Thought there was one more, but I think that's it.
Okay, so two. This one says you were the chosen one. I have the high ground. And that's it. Oh, wait.
No, there's one more.
You underestimate my power.
Because when we...
That's right.
That was the second one we pulled out. And I said, after I realized this one says, why does everyone want to go back to Jakku? I was like, oh, so this one should say, you're my brother, Anakin. Mm-hmm. Which rips my throat up every time I try to do that. And Coruscant.
Says, the entire planet is one big city, of course.
Annoying.
This is harder to do when they're full.
It is.
And... That's it.
Because that one's silly.
That is silly. But it has Yoda on it.
You are my brother, Anakin. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
But yeah, cool. So I think they're great. I love the colors on this one because I love that it's like it's the color of sand.
Gets everywhere.
Yeah. And then this is the color of...
lava.
Red. The color of Anakin's... flesh.
I would count that orange, but...
I was making a joke.
Oh, okay.
It's funnier than that.
And then this is a lavender, which doesn't really make sense.
No, because...
But it matches the other two.
But my Cloud City one is baby pink, so I'm probably going to go to Coruscant and Cloud City the most, because they are the most aesthetic.
But you wanted Jakku tonight, so that's
I
where
did.
We started
I love
things
it.
Off.
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
All right, let's get right into the week. I forgot a book, so we don't have a What's on Mr. Dapp's desk today.
I don't know how to read.
Because they're all inside. It's fine.
It's okay that I don't know how to read.
But you do know how to watch things, and you know how to watch people dance. And we saw the Guardians of the Galaxy awesome
tonight, guys.
Dance off over the weekend. And Mantis had joined the dance off. What did you think of Mantis joining the show?
I love her. I also think that the story makes more sense than trying to like jam sensors. Because the story with Gamora is when Gamora is in the show, it is trying to jam sensors because they're picking up on your body scans or something like that. So you have to everybody.
It's a heat.
Everybody has to dance around to throw it off and break it. Mantis, it's a, we're going to teach you about Earth and the people in it, and you get to dance and they get to dance. And it's very fun, and it's just extremely endearing. And I think that the audience participation in this version of the show is very, very fun. And I just think that Mantis is amazing. I love seeing her, and I want to see her roaming Avengers Campus.
Fair. I think it's great. I enjoyed it a lot as well. I liked that it takes place clearly after the holiday special.
Yes.
Like, I liked that they moved the story forward with that, and I think that was actually the thing I jumped in or took away from that more than anything else. And the relational differences between Star-Lord and Mantis obviously are significantly different than with Gamora. And I liked that it was much more whimsical and fun, whereas the other Gamora is kind of just tolerating it. And there's, yeah, it's almost that, like, well, do I have to the whole time?
There are two types of people, those who dance and those who do not. Gamora does not dance.
Yeah. So I like the happy version. Like, they're both fun, but yeah. I thought this was happier and more fun. And I hope it sticks around, actually.
I hope so, too. I just think that she's a great addition to Avengers mm-hmm. Campus. I think that she has a wonder.
And a quirkiness that's just adorable.
I will say that I think my favorite, funny enough, I don't know if they still do it anymore. The Dapper Dans is some girl who's got big feet.
Yeah,
you see her on the street. That one, when they would do it to some random girl mm-hmm. or whatever, very much reminded me of that when Mantis goes, oh, all the humans are not as ugly as Rocket said they would be. And like, she's like, and that guy over there. And like, it was just like, it kind of brought me.
It's fun. And it brings people into the show a little bit more too. And no, I think it's two thumbs up. This is great. Keep it up. Keep doing it. All right. We also have, well, this week was the I guess it was probably a blue carpet for The Little Mermaid up in Hollywood. The ocean. Yes. And with that, we've gotten a couple of new clips for The Little Mermaid, including Kiss the Girl and Under the Sea. We have watched them both. The movie comes out on May 26th. What do you think of these clips, and what do you think of what we're seeing of The Little Mermaid?
Please turn up the brightness on the film.
I agree.
Second. Why do movies need to be dark?
But
they
it's
don't.
Not, I was like, it's not just this movie. It's like every
it's
movie
every
right
movie.
Now is dark.
And I don't understand why it's daylight. Why can't the sun be brighter? There's that.
We don't need the movies to be dark.
I don't. And especially a movie like Little Mermaid. It's supposed to be very whimsical and colorful and fantasy. And I just don't feel
it. Well, and if they want us to go into theaters where we can't turn up the brightness on our TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
Just saying.
So that aside.
Musically, I think they're spot on.
Musically, it's so good.
Yeah.
I think that they twist it in their own ways that are recognizable, but also unique enough that you're not like, oh, I wish it was.
Definite more modern feel.
Absolutely.
Which that's going to take getting used to, but it's not bad in any way.
No, it's different. Like, it's different and it's its own. Because if it was trying to be a carbon copy of the original, I think that I would be missing that.
Well, and I don't want another carbon copy of the original.
No,
like, I actually like when they go off and do it a little bit differently. I think Ariel is going to be, as she should be, the show stealer.
Absolutely.
Like, just from the clips we've seen so far, like, she's looks like she's phenomenal, and she's owning the, like, even I'm thinking of during Under the Sea, you know she's looking at a digital crab,
mm-hmm.
which there might be an eye reference or something there for her.
Sure.
But I didn't for a second, other than I had this analytical part of me going, that's a digital crab. It looks like she's totally engaging and charmed by this little crab. Like, that, I thought, that's hard. Like, that's not even interacting with a puppet. That's interacting with maybe a ball.
Well, it's, and I believe her.
Yeah.
And I think that's the most important part. And I think that there is an element, and we see it in Kiss the Girl, there is an element that's of playing Ariel that is very hard because you're spending 60% of the film without talking.
Not talking.
And so you have to be able to portray, and Ariel, she's a very, like, determined, and very smart and very driven.
And expressive.
And expressive, but she's also very, like, kind of coy, and she's, mm-hmm. like, a little shy, and, that's a lot to express without words, mm-hmm. and just body language and face.
Yep.
From what we've seen so far, she's nailing it. And I'm really excited. Like, honestly, if it was not for Halle Bailey, I would be like, I don't need to see another remake of this. But I am so excited to see her as Ariel.
Well, and I feel like she's captured the spirit that we saw, was it 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Like, she's captured the spirit of Ariel 30 years ago. And that's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Because, and not in animation.
Right.
Like,
both vocally, though, and with her with her physical acting as well. And so I think this will be really good. I can't wait to see it.
I'm excited.
Another thing I've already seen, and I can't wait for all of you to see, is The Muppets Mayhem, which will be arriving on Disney Plus tomorrow. So
tonight,
stay up till midnight.
In 3 hours.
You can watch all 10 of them all at once, just like I did, and you won't regret it at all, right? All 10 episodes of The Muppets Mayhem will be arriving on Disney Plus in just, 3 hours and 19 minutes.
Who's counting?
Yeah, exactly. And what?
If you don't mind asking me some, me asking you some questions.
Sure.
Within your parameters.
I was gonna set up what the show is about first, and then you can.
Go for it.
So the show is about the Electric Mayhem, who have been touring for, 4 decades, maybe almost 5, and have the longest tour ever, basically.
Rock and roll.
Only to pause to make an album in a modern record label world, which obviously leads to the mayhem. So, there you go.
Without spoiling anything.
It's hard when there's 2 mugs in front of me.
It's true. What was your favorite feeling watching the show?
Oh, my favorite feeling? It's just the fun wackiness of the Muppets. So you just enjoy the humor. Animal is Animal. Dr. Teeth is Dr. Teeth. Like, you're just having a great ride. And it actually walks that fine line of adults are going to love it, kids are going to love it. It's not too adult, though, and it's not too kids. Mm-hmm. And I really think it is. It's probably more of an adult show, which the Muppets kind of are, that kids are going to love. And so it's just a fun ride. And like, there's some really dumb jokes, there's some really funny jokes, there's some other level jokes that maybe not everybody will get the first time around, and then you go back and you're like, oh, that was good, that was well played. And same with a lot of the references and cameos and stuff. Like, I missed a few of them my first watch through, and then going back, I was like, oh, I totally didn't even, like, I saw you, but I didn't connect that you're somebody or whatever. And so they did a really nice job of feeling like the Muppets. And that's the best thing you can really say about it, is it felt right, as opposed to feeling like they tried to pigeonhole them into something that wasn't quite them.
Well, and that is the complaint, and if you listen to Below the Frame, it's also the complaint from the performers about Muppets ABC, is that the characters did not feel true to themselves, which makes me sad because I love the Muppets ABC. It's one of my favorite iterations of the Muppets. That was a common complaint.
But I would say the whole thing's honest. Like, good. It feels honest all the way through, and I'm trying to think of anything that doesn't. And I would say the characters feel like they're supposed to, and even some of the new characters really, like, they nailed those too, and that can be a hard thing to do when you're introducing new characters in something that's got such a legacy like the Muppets or Electric Mayhem.
Do you have a favorite song?
Can you picture that? Like, that's hard to beat. And that one, everybody knows. But it's got a very solid soundtrack, and it's going to be just as fun to listen to as it is to watch, I will say. And I think each episode had a song.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I think, like, it was kind of like a musical in that regard, like, this is the song for this episode.
Well, like,
and I think a couple of them had more than one song, but now that I'm thinking about it, but not everyone, I think, will make it on the album. We'll see.
I'm going to ask one more important question.
Okay.
Do you see a way that they can integrate this show into theme parks?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, Electric Mayhem is probably, of all the Muppets, the easiest to integrate anywhere into theme parks. And honestly, if you're doing it today and you want, like, hey, I need a Muppet show in Disneyland in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. You throw them in Tomorrowland on the stage there. They come coming up. They go back down. Like, you know.
But do they have legs?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No, you put them.
Oh, thank God.
And the the
Muppets with legs are so scary to me.
The premiere is tonight, and I saw the stage, and I'm pretty sure they're all behind something.
Well,
and,
like they and did when I saw at them Outside at, Lands.
And at D23. Mm-hmm. So they're usually behind something, because that would just be, that's movie magic you need to have a movie
with
for.
Legs are scary.
Or something else for. But, yeah, I think you just throw them in something like that. And it'd be super easy. Like, I
or
think
the bus.
You could throw them on the bus.
Like the caroling coach?
Yeah, you could do that too. But I actually think it would be more fun to throw them in Tomorrowland.
I agree.
And, like, make it kind of like a true
rock and roll
dance party.
Yeah.
And you could, like, it'd be a challenge. Because, you know, if you're doing a 20-minute set or something, that's a lot of work. But, and if you're doing that multiple times a night or day.
So like, bring that would be back a lot. The Kermit and Friends characters from Disney's MGM Studios, and then they can dance with you.
Because that wouldn't be
at
creepy.
At the Electric Mayhem concert, Miss Piggy shows up, Kermit shows up, Gonzo might be there, because they are supporting their friends, the Electric Mayhem. I would cry. I would not cry in a good way. I would cry in a scared way.
They might chase people away, yeah.
I'd be like, ah!
No, I'd like to see them all to scale. And
so scary. Like just small Muppets. Big Muppets.
Yeah, don't mess with that. But no, I think you could do easily I think you need to do it multiple times a day. And I think they could, because they did do stuff like that over at Disney Junior. Like they had a multiple time
yes,
a day
yes.
show. So I think that would be really fun. And you could pull in other, like you could make it almost like a mini Muppet show over there. Like, well, you could have Kermit introducing and Scooter showing up and doing random stuff.
Because you can't do a Muppet show without Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
We all know that.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of potential and possibility with that. I did not ask them that question. If you've been watching our YouTube channel, which if you're not subscribed yet, I encourage you to do it now because you never know what's going to show up. And this week what showed up was an interview with me and the Electric Mayhem, which was a lot of fun. And I don't even feel like I should say that much about it other than you should go watch it. Like we'll just leave it at that. Go watch the Electric
it
Mayhem
is,
interview.
I have known you for a very long time. Mm-hmm. Known you for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. You have done a lot of cool things while I have known you. That is by far one of the coolest things you've ever gotten to do.
That was pretty high up on my list.
Like, I haven't had a lot of moments in our friendship where I've almost cried of pure jealousy, and that was one of them. But getting to see you posted as a reel, so also go check out Mr. Dabs
on Instagram.
I posted
a part of it also.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I'm saying, watching them say, thanks Dabs, thanks Mr. Dabs, and all of the Muppets saying
well, and there's
your
the
name.
Part, you've heard this before, but there's the part of the interview that I didn't get, and it was after the interview was over. And that's when Floyd recognized that it was actually this tie, that I was wearing a Muppets tie. And he could see Animal on it. And he's like, hey, Animal, you're on his tie. And Animal starts yelling bow tie. And then they start noticing other characters on the tie. And they're like just going off and goofing off on the tie as Animal's yelling bow tie over and over again. And I was like, I really wish I could have gotten that part of the clip because that would have been the 4 seconds I would have put on Instagram and everywhere else because it was hilarious. Yeah. And then we're like, goop, we're gone. But yeah, it was very fun. And I hope it's the first of multiple because it was very impressive, even if it took like an hour and a half to get to it. But you know
Muppets are busy people.
They were busy. And
they want to rock and roll.
And the crazy part is I'm sitting in this waiting room and you have like CNN and Deadline and The Wrap and Disney Insiders and D23 and like all of these huge and a bunch of things from Australia. It was like they're
Muppets are huge.
I think one of them was like Australian Good Morning America or something. Like it looked like, I don't know, but it was
Australian Good Morning America.
Well, it was their version. Good Morning Australia or something. I don't know.
I was being a goof.
I don't know. Anyway, there was a lot of big news organizations that were found on there that was a lot of fun as well. The other thing that's come out of these interviews, though, it wasn't my interview, but Gizmodo had a very interesting interview where I believe it was Adam Goldberg, one of the creators for this, said Well, he talked about the origin story for The Muppets Mayhem, and originally it was pitched to him as a movie, and then he came back, he's like, well, how about making it a series instead? And the gist of it is in their head, in a perfect world, this becomes a Muppetverse. Mm-hmm. So this, like, kicks off all of these different projects that could be, you know, it could be movies, it could be other series, it could be live shows, it could be a touring van. I don't know. Like, I'm just throwing things out. So my question for you and for the people watching and listening at home, if they were to kick off a Muppetverse with Muppets Mayhem, what would you want to see next? And this is a little bit unfair because nobody but me, I think, has seen this series. But let's just assume you're not going to make the second movie or project in the series the same as the first, because Iron Man wasn't in the second movie of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So where would you go next with the Muppetverse?
See, I was going to go into Muppetverse. The Muppetverse was actually going to come to us. festival tour circuit with the Electric Mayhem.
Oh, so you want to keep with them?
Yes. I think that VH1 Behind the Music with the Electric Mayhem while they do a festival tour circuit.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. That just made me laugh. Yeah, that's what I...
So you'd stick with the Electric Mayhem and not go anywhere else?
I can't think of a better idea right now.
Well, because there's lots of, like...
Sure, you could do science with Bunsen and Beaker. You could do...
Yeah, you could do... They could go to, like, a college or something and go into their science labs. You could do something with Bobo the Bear. That's actually the one I would love to see is, you know how, like, what's the job? I think it's on Discovery. It's, like, Dirtiest Jobs.
With Mike Rowe.
With Mike Rowe. But what if Bobo the Bear did something like that? Like, he just went, and maybe it's not even Dirtiest Jobs. It's literally, like...
Human Jobs. Or, Undercover Boss with Kermit the Frog.
That would be funny.
And everyone knows he's Kermit the Frog.
I don't know. I just think I'm very amused. Because my thought is the thing that's brilliant about Muppets Mayhem is they're really exploring characters that haven't been explored before mm-hmm. in a deeper way. So, in my head, is you keep Kermit and Miss Piggy and Gonzo and them as kind of your central, like, almost like your big picture Avengers. But then you go off and you have, you know, Bobo over here. Or maybe you go off with Scooter on some random adventure. Or, I don't know, like something very random. Mm-hmm. Eugene, follow the Penguins. The Penguin Orchestra. It could be like The Office, but an orchestra.
Like The Office? So you mean The Muppets ABC?
No.
Sorry, what was The Muppets ABC based off of?
I don't know, but
The Office.
I don't see them being even remotely similar. I do, but I don't like how they did it.
Why am I? You know what? I will not stand for this slander. Why am I the only person who loved Muppets ABC 2015? Why am I the only person? Why?
I don't know.
I'm glad. No, you know why.
I didn't like where they went with Miss Piggy and Kermit.
I don't either. I disagree with that.
But it didn't fit with the characters. That
was a bad call. But the show? Funny.
I think at the end it got funny and then they canceled it. Like, to me, they had just hit their stride. Like,
they hit
a very, very good stride, and then it was, like, done. But I do think you could do something really funny with the Penguins, and, like, well, maybe it starts as that, but when you talk to them enough, it turns to English.
It's like an I Am Groot type of thing.
I don't know. Yeah. But I think you could do something with the Penguins. I think that would be very funny. I think you could do a live puppet Muppet baby. Like, it's what they did. Like, you could do something like that again.
The baby Muppets scare me.
No, Muppet babies.
Oh, Muppet babies. Yeah. I thought you meant
Muppets. Not the Joe Rogan ones.
Not Joe Rogan. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen, sorry. But
Rogen.
I mean, that actually was really funny.
It's one of the best things that.
But yeah, Muppet Babies could be really funny. I do think you could also do something with. Actually, that's too close to Muppet Mayhem. That's in Spain. There we go.
Emmett Otter's Jug Band.
Yeah.
We've not get to see a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
What about their Christmas?
What about it?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
What about an adventure with Bean Bunny and who would we send Bean with?
Bunny.
Yeah, why not? Send the two of them off somewhere.
But just no Waldo. I do not need any more Waldo C graphic.
No, I'm okay with that. He can stay at Muppet Vision. That would be fine. But yeah, Sweetums and Bean Bunny going on a road trip.
Because it's a really big guy and a really little guy. And then he can just like put Bean on his shoulder.
Oh, I got another one. How about Sam Eagle sees America?
Like Aerial America, but with narrated by Sam Eagle.
No. I'm thinking, what's the guy? Is it Huell Hauser that used to go around all over California? And he'd be like, today I'm at this place. And they've got, like, think really, like,
okay,
it's one of those tour shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be hilarious.
I lost whatever it was that I was going to say, unfortunately.
The Muppetverse is a brilliant idea.
I know what I was going to say. Waldorf and Statler.
Oh, I like this already.
But the Golden Girls.
Oh, so where they live at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, Huell Hauser. I like this idea. Waldorf and Statler at home. That's what it's called.
But it's like Golden Girls-esque. They don't eat cheesecake. They eat something else.
Sam Eagle's America. We got some good ideas here.
That's good.
Bill Beretta and team, if you'd like, we will share our ideas with you at any point. We'd be very happy
with
that.
We can open up a shared notes.
Yeah, we can do that.
On our like, laptops. Mm-hmm. Whatever you guys want to, like Google Drive.
Oh, I have another one.
Dropbox.
Cooking with Camilla. The chicken.
Yeah.
Her and Swedish Chef.
Chicken.
But Camilla is the host, not Swedish Chef. We could get a Swedish Chef origin story, how he came from Sweden and why his accent's so muddled.
I can picture him. Fish. Boom.
Is it Louis?
Yeah, what's his name?
Crazy Louis? Crazy Harry?
No, is there somebody else I'm thinking of?
I know who you're talking about, and I'm totally spacing it, too.
This is going to bother me. I have to look
it up. Okay, don't let it bother you too much.
Muppet. What if I just put Muppet?
With fish.
Crazy Harry.
It is Crazy Harry. Okay.
But there's a different Muppet I'm thinking of then. Oh, I'm thinking New Zealand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking New Zealand.
Okay.
I was going to put Muppet with fish and then New Zealand.
New Zealand's the fish. Crazy Harry's the guy that blows stuff up.
Yes. That's right. I was mixing them.
Yeah.
We could get a show with both of them. Crazy Harry and New Zealand.
They go fishing.
They go, what's the, when you do that and then the fish do that.
That would totally work.
Yeah, so honestly, we're...
The sky is the limit with the Muppetverse.
Yeah, we're free whenever. I still do like the VH1 Behind the Music.
I will say, though, if you want any of these ideas and more to even remotely happen, you need to watch and rewatch and share and reshare The Muppets Mayhem. And make sure that Disney sees that you love it, that the internet sees that you love it, and that they get the metrics showing that, hey, we've got it both on Disney Plus, but also on social media, because I think that makes a huge difference, and that could be a huge thing. It is time, I see now, though, for Geeks Corner Plus, which that's great.
Itsy just said, not knowing much about the Muppets and hearing these names is really funny, because you could be pranking me, and I wouldn't know, which does bring me to the internet has named a random Star Wars character that doesn't exist. And I said the name of this made-up Star Wars character, and someone said, who's that? Like, they thought it was a real Star Wars character. Mm-hmm. No, because when you are Which, side note, because we're in Geeks Corner Plus, there is currently a TikTok series of this guy who's rating all of the MLB baseball players based off how much their name fits in Star Wars.
Interesting.
And there's some good ones. So,
Pigs in space. That needs to happen.
Pigs in space.
Yeah, we need to make that happen. That would be a good one, too.
Maybe
they could do, like, coming up to before they get the ship. If you have more ideas or just want these ideas to live in perpetuity, go to Dapps Chat. I'm going to make a thread tonight that is specifically for the Muppetverse.
Into the Muppetverse.
Where you can share your ideas for what you think would be either great or terrible ideas that can be great for different projects for the Muppetverse. And we can share what they are, who they have in them, what's the format. Because we didn't really talk about if they were live, if they're in series, if they're movies, if they're just an album. All of these things could be... I think fair game. And I honestly, Itzy's bringing up Sesame Street right there. And I would love to see a crossover again between the Disney Muppets and the Sesame Street Muppets, because that's just been far too long. And honestly, who doesn't want to see Kermit as a reporter?
Yeah. I think that...
It's one of the best sketches ever, yes.
I also just think that Sesame Street is wonderful and great.
And they're very good at being funny, like, with current events as well.
Yeah.
Like, I often think they're in some ways more ahead than the Muppets are now. Mm-hmm. And that's a great thing. If you got any questions for us, throw them in the chat. We'll stick around for a couple more minutes as Katie pulls out.
This is for everyone who's mad about me liking Muppets ABC because of Denise. I made Kermit and Piggy hold hands.
To make up for it, yeah.
Because they are meant to be together. Mm-hmm. Sesame Street had a Glee pair.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm hearing about this.
You should really watch their social media more. They had some.
Glee has not been on the air for years.
But they continually add more stuff.
I was like, that was when I was in high school.
It's everywhere.
I will say that one of my friends just texted me. Speaking of Glee, it's fine. You guys will deal with me talking about Glee. One of my friends texted me and said, "Hey, Katie, I've never watched Glee before. I'm scared." And I went, "Good." And they said, "Does it get better?" And I went, "Yes and no." And then you're too sucked in. Honestly, season one of Glee, it's camp. You want to know the definition of camp? Season one of Glee. It gets wacky, gets off the rails, and then it gets so off the rails, and then it comes back a little bit. Honestly, one of the most iconic shows to have been on television in the past 20 years. Lost? Don't know her. Glee?
Yes. There you go.
I've never watched Lost.
I watched a couple of seasons in the middle because I got review DVDs of them. Same with, what's the hospital one? Grey's Anatomy.
I've never watched DVD sets.
But all right, we are running out of time for tonight. Katie, what should people do?
You should go to dappsmagic.com, check out all the Disney and geek news as it happens, subscribe to our mailing list, and while you're on dappsmagic.com, find Dapps Chat at dappsmagic.com/dappschat. Crazy, I know. And talk about the Muppetverse. And maybe we'll have a thread dedicated to Muppets Mayhem. Who knows? Maybe we'll have a whole Muppet section.
We can talk about our favorite episodes and Muppets and all that fun stuff. Good idea. Also, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel as we continue to have more stuff that we are posting. And hopefully we'll have some more fun surprises coming. We do have some more fun surprises coming up in the not-so-far-off future, including one very big interview we're working on getting figured out and nailing down, which would be very, very cool. Also, make sure to go to dappsmagic.store. Thank you, Itzy, for being on to remind me tonight. And you can get merchandise like what Katie is wearing and also what you can see Itzy wearing on Twitter quite frequently as well. You don't want to miss any of that.
We love Itzy.
We do. But that is all the time we have for you this week. So we will see you around the corner.
Bye.